Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, July 9th. Tesla is going to use autopilot side cameras on its vehicles to show blind spots on the screen when the driver is signaling to make a turn or lane change. Last month, Tesla introduced a new software update with new features to involve the side cameras in the backup system. Tesla wrote in the release notes, quote, "You can now view streams coming from your side repeater cameras for added visibility around the vehicle. When the backup camera is visible, simply swipe to display the repeater camera video feeds." Now, CEO Elon Musk confirmed that Tesla plans to implement one of those features, full-screen side cameras, when indicating a turn. Now, this feature could also serve as a precursor to Tesla eventually introducing vehicles using side cameras instead of side mirrors. Today, Elon Musk virtually attended the World Artificial Intelligence Conference in Shanghai and participated in a Q&A session. In the session, Musk said, quote, "I am extremely confident that level or essentially complete autonomy will happen, and I think will happen very quickly. I think at Tesla, I feel we are very close to level 5 autonomy." The CEO added, quote, "I think that I remain confident that we will have basic functionality for level 5 autonomy this year." Now, this news comes as we've learned recently that Tesla is doing a very important rewrite of its autopilot program that will be released in the next few months. Thanks to Tesla's solar and Powerwall, homeowners in Australia managed to keep the lights on during an extended power outage that followed the bushfires, and they also provided services to their neighbors. Tesla has focused Powerwall supply in Australia for years due to the region having high electricity cost and being prone to outages. Andy McCarthy, chief executive at RACV Solar, the installer, visited the couple Kate and Phil from Mallacoota, Victoria, a region affected by the fires. He wrote on LinkedIn, quote, "It was harrowing to hear their stories, but satisfying to know that their renewable energy system was able to provide so much comfort during the darkest of days. Their solar and battery system kept the lights on, even with a thick, smoky sky badly affecting the solar performance." Tesla has hired the product manager behind Apple Pay to lead the supercharger experience. Michael Rihani announced on LinkedIn that he left his position as senior product manager for Apple Card and Apple Cash to join Tesla as the new product manager for a position called Supercharger User Experience and Strategy. If there are improvements to the Tesla system you'd like to see, leave a comment on our site, electrek.co. BMW has announced that it is going to unveil the production version of the iX3, a new electric SUV, on July 14th. When unveiling the concept vehicle in 2018, the German automaker said that it's going to be the first electric vehicle based on its fifth-generation electric powertrain technology. This is designed to enable longer electric range and is expected to hit the market at the end of the year. Today, BMW announced that the presentation of the first-ever BMW iX3 will take place in a digital format on all of BMW's social media, July 14th at 10 a.m. Munich time. With a 6-hour time difference, it puts it around 4 a.m. U.S. Eastern time. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, former Vice President and Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has a climate unity task force made up of supporters and Senator Bernie Sanders supporters. Green New Deal advocate Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and former Secretary of State John Kerry lead the group. So far, the Biden-Sanders task force has come up with a series of broad environmental recommendations. On July 6th, the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia ordered the Dakota Access Pipeline to be shut down and drained by August 5th. The court ordered that the government conduct a rigorous environmental review. But the Dakota Access Pipeline's Dallas-based owner, Energy Transfer LP, refuses to do so. In defiance of the ruling, Energy Transfer spokesperson Vicky Granado said in an email to Bloomberg, quote, "We believe Judge James E. Boasberg exceeded his authority and does not have the jurisdiction to shut down the pipeline or stop the flow of crude oil." Edmonton International Airport in Alberta, Canada, is working on an agreement with Germany's Alpen Sun to develop Airport City Solar, a 627-acre, 120-megawatt solar farm in a field next to the airport. The Edmonton Airport claims that it would be the largest solar farm at any airport in the world. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, the Standing Electric Scooter Championship Racing is becoming a real thing. The goal is to create an electric racing series that is both more approachable and affordable than most existing motorsport options. As the organizers explain, quote, "The category's affordability removes the high barrier to entry seen in most other motorsport series, and its versatility means the series can recruit from a truly diverse cross-section of competitors, including racing drivers, cyclists, skaters, snowboarders, motorcyclists, and even esports racers." The group claims that racing will begin in 2021, but unfortunately hasn't released very many details regarding the rules or logistics. A new electric bike review was posted on Electrek's YouTube channel, this time for the VanMoof S3. With a striking and simple appearance, the bike features smartphone connectivity, a smart kick lock, anti-theft features, as well as a small internal battery and rear hub motor. The bike was found to be a technical marvel in many ways, however, difficult for shorter riders to use on account of the shape of the frame. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.